Sometimes God exposes our sinfulness with a miracle that shows us why we exist. It's about finding a purpose, not a career. You're not here to make money, but to make men of God. Don't worry about yourself when He changes your course. When life takes a turn, dare to believe in Him more than yourself.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus's words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on Life Journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering Him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
Peter uses some very valid reasoning. Why should we continue to do the same thing over and over when it's clear that we're wasting our time? You know what they call doing something over and over and each time expecting a different result? It's called mental illness. It didn't make sense to go fishing again. Peter was a seasoned fisherman. He knew what he was doing. He knew it would be futile to go out fishing again that evening, but Jesus said, "Go out again." So he did. See, here's the thing. God's word is more trustworthy than everything we see and know, for His word created everything we see and all that we know. His word gave us the power to reason something out. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my net yet again, Peter said. If Jesus' words gave Peter the power to think and reason, then His word ought to be considered to be more valid than his own thoughts. His word has the right and the power to transcend creation, for after all, the Creator is greater than the creation. When everything in human experience, knowledge, and feeling says no, but God's word says yes, my direction is set. My emotion says to hate my enemy, but my experience says defeat is at hand, but my reasoning says I must be afraid, but my body says I will die, but my will says I can't, but that's a pretty good word in Scripture. Three letters, but. Often it says, but God. Now here's what happens when God trumps human reason. Here's what happens when obedience meets God's power. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. God's power doesn't come to validate our pure hearts. It can come to expose our carnality and sin. It can come to show that He is God and we are not perfect before Him. Oh, God gave me this miracle because I had been faithful and pure in His eyes. Nope. Wrong answer. His power comes to show that we are not perfect, sinless, or worthy to be arrogant in His presence. The arrogant faith healer is not a faith healer at all. He's a fraud. Those who have truly seen the power of God are humbled. I've worked so hard, and it's come to nothing. Been there? Done that? Yeah, me too. The question I have is, what was Jesus really showing these men? Why did He do this? Against the backdrop of human limitation, God just shows up and speaks His word, and then bam! Think about these men's surrounding circumstances. Their occupation as fishermen, and Jesus' words on the subject. Then look at the result. You'll have your answer. Peter said, I'm a sinful man. But the result was far different from his response. Look at the contrast. See how you're spending your time and effort. It's good, healthy work. But take a look at what you're spending your life on. Then take a look at what God can do. Now, Follow me instead, Jesus said. Spend your life following something greater than a mere human occupation. Peter's response was such astonishment that he realized in the very depths of his soul that he was in the presence of holy, almighty God. He had intervened in human affairs and proved his deity to these men. Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. He said, leave, for I'm afraid of you. You see, being comfortable or casual around the presence of God is an unnatural thing. It's not normal. When I sin, it's sometimes a shock to find out what God already knew about me, that I haven't come as far as I'd hoped I'd come. I still have a lot to overcome. What amazes me is that God knew that I'd still be struggling with my carnality this late in life, and he still chose me. He knew I'm a putz, but I'm learning that beating myself up over my failures is never redemptive. It's counterproductive. I can never match the depth of penalty both required and paid for my sins. My grieving may be natural, but I need a supernatural solution. May I grow in the knowledge of God until I'm empowered by his glory to seek him more fully and find victory over sin's relentless attack. I'm again reminded, though, that the closer you get to God, the more you feel the guilt of your own sin. It's not a sign of being a failure. It's a sign of a vibrant spiritual life. Again, remember, Peter said in the presence of God in the miraculous catch of fish that night, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Sometimes we feel that by not experiencing the presence of the Lord because of our guilt. Jesus didn't depart from Peter, and he doesn't want me to walk away from his presence by beating myself up over that which is revealed when I'm near him. Yet, who will abide in his presence? The Bible says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. Depart from me, I'm afraid, is essentially what Peter said. Jesus said, fear not. These men would find something this day that was far greater than their earthly occupations, as noble as their jobs were. Being fishermen was good, honest work, but it wasn't why they existed on the earth. Their new occupation would be based upon their experience with a supernatural God. They used to work to make money to eat, to have shelter, and raise a family, and now they would work because they had encountered God in the middle of their difficult world. That's the difference between me and many people, even many Christians. I had a supernatural encounter with God, and I was ashamed, yet drawn to him. Then I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Then I spoke in tongues at my water baptism. God was moving within me. God was, and I knew it. I used to work in the mines to provide for my family. Then, in 5 minutes, he gave me a job to provide for me in Bible college, and I came out debt-free. When I went bankrupt years later because I was following him, he provided for me as Elijah with the ravens. I didn't have to strive for work, and I have never had to strive for money. What I've needed has always just come to me like a net overflowing with fish. You're not here to make money. You're here to make men of God. And I'm not here because I'm perfect. I'm a sinful man, unworthy of the presence of God. I have much fear of the Lord. But yet I'm called and chosen. Fear not, Peter. From now on, you're going to catch men, not fish. They forsook everything. I too forsook everything, my job and career, my home in the country, and my parents. I left to follow him, and I know what it's like to leave a child behind, and it's a dreadful feeling. Now, Jesus didn't try to convince Peter that he wasn't sinful. He just said, don't be afraid. I have a job for you. Sometimes God just deals with our sinfulness by applying the purpose why we exist, for the sake of others. Stop being preoccupied with yourself, he seems to say. But Peter had a lot to learn. After Jesus was crucified, Peter was again afraid. He was afraid because he had sinned and denied Jesus. But God knew Peter and knew he would fail and run away after cursing and denying him. He had told him, I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith doesn't fail. You'll fail, mister, but don't let your faith fail. You'll find that you can't believe in yourself, but it doesn't mean you can't believe in Jesus. That's one of our big problems, trying to believe in ourselves and not simply believing in Jesus. This causes ungodly fear, such as Peter had when he rubbed up against a supernatural God in ordinary life. He ran. Then, wait for it, then he went back fishing. There are times when every grand thing we've discovered and committed to God seems like it's falling apart. Again, at the end of the Gospels, we find Jesus meeting Peter, again, fishing. Do you love me more than these? You see, that day when Jesus stunned the disciples with the catch of fish and displayed the reality of God's being with them, it would lead them to this, the love of God. It was about finding a purpose instead of a career. It was about knowing God would always supply you. It would be about setting you apart, making you different. You're following God now, not men, not your lusts, and not your retirement. It was about what they would come to love, following Jesus. Now, Peter was not so sure. He had failed. He was still trying to believe in himself, and it worked to greatly challenge his faith. That's why we struggle so much to believe. We're still trying to believe in our life instead of just accepting Jesus' new life. Do you love me more than these fish? Do I love Jesus more than technology, working in the mines, broadcasting, and the American dream, or even pastoring? I now know the answer. Yes. Hard times showed me that. Then he would say, keep feeding my sheep. You sinned, but nothing's changed. Follow me. Believe in me, Jesus says.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for these words that work with Pastor Hartika as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, it begins with the September 16th episode.
Sometimes God exposes our sinfulness with a miracle that shows us why we exist. It's about finding a purpose, not a career. You're not here to make money, but to make men of God. Don't worry about yourself when He changes your course. When life takes a turn, dare to believe in Him more than yourself.